Hi, everyone, and welcome to the PhD to Be podcast, a podcast where we talk about graduate school. My name is Natalie, and I'm here with my co-host, Dallas.
Hi.
And on today's episode, we are doing our mid-semester reflection for the spring 2024 semester. Hope you enjoy. It's more than halfway through the semester when we're recording this. I think we're about to start week 11.
Yeah.
If you count spring break. If you don't count spring break, it's week 10. So, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. But we're at the midpoint of the semester. How are you feeling about your semester, Dallas?
I'm feeling pretty good. It really helps not being in coursework.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I can breathe a little bit. Although the burnout is so real this semester, I like don't want to do anything. I still need to finish grading my students' first projects. Like, they are probably so done with me right now. They all have done really good. Like, I'm almost done. I've just been avoiding the last few. I just need to do it.
Yeah, you kind of.
I know. Should do I know. That. I know. I'm going to do it.
I believe you're going to do it. You have no other choice.
I don't have a choice. And they just submitted their second project. So my goal is to have them done by tomorrow.
You can do that.
Like before class. That way I can like hand them out. Because I like to give them handwritten feedback. Like I don't do it on the computer. I'll give them their grade. Like we're not doing grades. But I'll tell them like exemplary, satisfactory, whatever. Like in the feedback. But I give them like the written feedback. So I think that's like the main thing is like half the time, like I'm so burned out. I don't feel like pulling out the papers and reading them, even though they're good. Like I know it's horrible. Just the burnout's so real this semester for me.
Let's start with your, like the work that we do. So for teaching for you, you're really feeling the burnout there. You still have papers to grade. What about the class in general?
The class in general is good. Like, I feel like the last, like, well, we had spring break, what? Not, like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. So, this week, I made sure that when we came back from the break, like, I had their projects do, their second projects do this Friday, because I knew coming back from the break, they probably were going to be not wanting to, like, start a brand new anything. So I made their projects due the week after spring break. So that way we can kind of continue workshopping them. And then start a new unit like this coming week. Like, so tomorrow we're starting a new unit. So I'm trying to like make sure. So like those classes where we're just workshopping are pretty easy. Cause like they just like work and I just go around and like check on them and see how they're doing. They ask me questions. They have me read over things and I have them get with their like with partners and do some peer review things. And so that was kind of like an easy, like coming back from break kind of week. So now I'm ready to like get back into a new unit and our last unit for this semester, which is going to be them writing a paper, a bigger research paper, that I think will be good. It went well last semester. So I'm hoping this semester they also enjoy writing their last papers. But I'm, like, ready to go into the new unit. So I really want to just, like, get these Project 1 papers out of my life. And Project 2 won't take me as long to grade because it's an infographic. So it's a lot less reading. It's more just, like, looking at their infographics. And I had them each do, like, a write-up about their rhetorical choices for their infographics. But they're not very long. So it shouldn't take me too long to read those.
Mm-hmm. For my work, so I had those first 6 weeks of the semester where I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
And so I started a little bit later. Not really. I mean, I was still working, but like actually being on campus for my job, that didn't start until week 7. But so far, I mean, my job is great. I love it.
Yeah.
You know, so nothing really big. I feel like, I mean, I obviously knew this, but like in the fall with the new GIs, like it was going to be busier. And I knew that in the spring, because the GIs, the new GIs are, you know, they've taught at least once, like that wasn't going to be, they weren't going to need me as much. And sure enough, that's the case.
Yeah.
And so I've been able to kind of work on a couple of different other things. This first semester, this is a semester where we started the pedagogy reading club, which has been really fun.
Yeah.
Lots of workshops that we've been doing for the new GIs, and things like that. And it's been fun.
The 2803 workshops, how are those going?
Good.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good. They are going very well. I feel like they're being productive. These next two are going to be very, we're going to ask quite a bit of them just to kind of really get them thinking about designing their 2803 course. And so I feel like they've been productive. And so we've read a lot of good stuff too and just had good conversation.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. I can't remember. Are there three or four of those?
Four.
Four. Okay.
Yeah. So we have two more. One April 9th and one April 30th.
That's good. I found those to be helpful because it gave me a chance to like work on the syllabus for the 2803 class. And that way I could ask questions and we could kind of look over. Like I know Dr. Hogue, I'm sure y'all are doing similar things, but having us go into the comp program website and kind of looking through what other people have assigned, maybe other activities that they've done, how they kind of put their courses together, kind of helped get me motivated to kind of see how I wanted to put my course together. So I thought that was really helpful.
Yeah, we're doing a similar thing this semester too, and so that's been good and productive, I feel like. And I mean, that's one of those things where, like, because they're still teaching comp one and they're taking coursework and all those types of things, like they're not going to think about it unless you force them to think about it. And so we've forced them to think about it. And this next upcoming workshop, we're asking them to create their course calendar as much as they can.
Yeah.
Like obviously readings and stuff like they can kind of play around with and they don't have to have those there, but we're really forcing them to create that course calendar to the point where we are expecting them to upload their course calendar to a box folder.
Oh, that's actually really good. Because, you know, I'm one of those people, like, I will wait on stuff like that. Because, you know, it's not like the immediate focus when you're in the middle of teaching and you're still doing coursework and stuff like that. So it's hard to, like, it's easy to set those things aside. So actually making it, like, a requirement, like, you need to submit this, like, that really lights a fire under your behind to, like, get it done. And, like, I always need somebody who's going to, like, I always need something that's going to, not somebody, but like something that's going to hold me accountable to get the things done. Like if someone's telling me you need to do this by this day, then I'm like, okay, now I really got to do it. Like they're expecting to look at it. Like I have to upload it to a thing, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And it's always hard to like require people to do stuff, but I know how everybody works. Like y'all are not going to do it if you're not being asked to do it.
That's so true. It's so true. And it's so easy to let those things go because you're like, oh, but I've got all summer to work on it, blah, blah, blah.
Which is actually not true because we asked for it by like June 14th. So they don't even actually have a full summer. Yeah. But by the time the semester finishes and then they're all tired and everything, oh, you still have to create this thing. And so hopefully the course calendar that we're asking them to create, at least a skeleton of it, like, because that's like
one of the hardest parts is getting the course calendar together because it requires a lot of thought because you have to like think about how you're going to divide up your units and think about what you're going to assign with like what you're going to assign when you're going to assign you know project due dates and stuff like that. So it kind of forces you to like get the ball rolling because the rest of the syllabus is pretty much copy paste, you know, course policies and things like that.
Yep.
So it doesn't, it's not as it doesn't take as long to actually make the syllabus itself so much as it does to do the course calendar.
Yeah. And for the final workshop, we're going to be asking them to bring one assignment sheet from the site that they want to adapt.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Not like, oh, I'm going to accept it. Like one that you are going to actively change and have that at the ready for workshop. And so hopefully that'll help them figure things out too.
Yeah. That's good.
So, but yeah, I mean, it's been really workshops and discussion and sending emails and stuff like that this semester.
And they'll be glad that they got that done. Like,
because, I sure hope so.
Yeah. Like, I know they're probably like, oh, I don't feel like doing this, da, 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 amongst all the other things they have going on, but they'll be glad they did it once it's like due because they're going to have to submit, you know, the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I submitted my syllabus late.
You did.
Sorry.
I mean, it didn't impact me.
Well, no. Sorry, Dr. Hogue. That's who I need to apologize to.
Yeah, I remember you.
I think because I was traveling a lot. And yes. I just was like...
That's exactly why.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah, but...
And
but
I thought I would have more time to work on it. Like, oh, we'll be in the hotel, like, you know, in the evening, I'll be able to work on it then. And then, like, it would just be exhausting. Like, I'd just come back to the room and, like, fall asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, but as far as my job goes, I mean, it's great.
That's good.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, neither of us are in courses.
God bless.
How is your... Well, so... Spoiler alert. Actually, no, by the time you hear this episode, you will have heard that Dallas passed your exams. And so yeah, the bulk of your hours have gone towards that. So do you just want to reflect on that a bit?
Just that the beginning of the beginning half of the semester was basically exam stuff. And then I think I defended them the end of April. I mean, April, my brain's not working. End of February. Mm-hmm. And then I think we had like a week and then spring break.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
So
maybe 2 weeks.
It may have been, I think, maybe, I can't remember exactly. I'd have to go back and look at the dates because I think spring break was fairly early in March, no? Like around the 11th?
Yeah, usually it's either the 11th or like the following week, which would have been then. No.
So, yeah.
That's about right.
So, we're in March. Yeah, I think mm-hmm. So. I had defended on the 28th. Yes. And then I had 1 week, and then we had spring break. So, I had emailed Dr. McCormick to kind of get the ball rolling on, like, getting a committee together for the dissertation and like talking about like what I needed for the prospectus and like if like, you know, making sure that like everything was in place. And she was like, let's schedule the meeting after spring break. So after spring break, I emailed her and like basically she was like, what about the week of the 25th, which is this coming week? So I'm going to meet with her on the 27th, which is this Wednesday. So then I'll finally feel like I'll be able to get the ball rolling on prospectus stuff because I know what I want to do my dissertation on. I just need to get all of my committee in place, which I know who I'm gonna ask and everything, but I need to make sure that like all of that is good to go, that the prospectus, what I want to work on, is good, and you know, just kind of get the ball rolling. So I feel like I've kind of been at a standstill right now with that stuff, but I've kind of been in limbo with waiting for like trying to set up this meeting, and like her office hours were like all booked, so it was kind of like take what you can get kind of thing. So I've been in a little bit of a standstill with that, but I've kind of been trying to look into, so for my dissertation I'm thinking of looking into Down syndrome narratives, like specifically, which there are not a ton, so that's kind of a little bit of not a problem, but it's like, do I want to go a fiction route or do I want to go like memoir route? So like I kind of wanted to like talk those things out, especially because I want to talk about it within like the like medical sector as well. So it's kind of like just got things I need to talk out first before I can like really get things going. But I realize after the defense you only have 4 months to put your prospectus together and all of that according to the student handbook. So now that it's been almost a month at this point, I only will have like 3 months to write and get my prospectus approved, which I think is doable because it's not that long of a document in itself, but it's just like getting together all of the research and things to say like I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, this is what I'm looking at, blah blah blah. So I kind of really need to get that going, but I've kind of been just like I can't pass go, do not collect $200. Like I can't really do anything. I couldn't really do anything at the time. And then with spring break, nobody wanted to be like, let's have a meeting over spring break. So it kind of came at like an awkward time, but I'm ready to get that ball rolling.
So that would mean you'd have to defend in the summer.
Yeah.
So that would be March, April, May, June.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to get all that taken care of by June.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Which gotcha. Is fine.
Yeah.
Because then that still gives me like July, August to like do more like dissertation work, assuming the defense goes well in June. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to be working on your dissertation until you graduate. So. Yeah.
Well, that's true. But you know what I mean? Like, because I know the whole point is like, oh, do it all in the spring. And then you got the whole summer to like kind of get the ball rolling on like dissertation stuff. But I will have lost a little bit of time, but not too much. Yeah.
No. Oh, well, I mean... I think it is what it is there, but I don't know. You'd be surprised at how fast time goes when you're supposed to be working in the summer.
Oh, trust me. I felt that with exams. Yeah. So, no. Yeah. So. But, you know, just because I have to have it defended by June doesn't mean it'll take till June. There's a chance that it could happen a little sooner, depending on how fast I get the thing done. Mm-hmm. So there's that. But, yeah, I'm kind of just rolling with the punches as they come because it's all I can do at this point. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
For my work, I mean, I'm working on my dissertation. I feel like I've been very productive with my dissertation. I'm a slow writer in a way. So that's kind of been hard. And it's not, I am a slow writer, but I think the thing that makes this worse is that it's writing your dissertation is such a slow process period that it just, even if you are writing a lot, it still feels slow. And so that's kind of been hard in a way. But earlier this semester, I turned in my introduction. I think that was at the end of January where I turned in my introduction. And I got feedback on that. I've been trying to work on that primarily. My lit review is going to like be 3 times or 4 times the size of what it originally was, which is fine, but that's been kind of hard. And then I've been working on a chapter that I'm hoping to have done on next Sunday, but that's mm-hmm. Easter Sunday, so I might actually wait, give myself another week to actually have it done. And I feel like I have a good sort of chunk of what I think would be good to send to Dr. Hoag. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I can get that done this week and get that going. I'd love to have, so January, turn one in. End of March, turn one in. I'd love to have one turned in by the end of May. That way I have 3 chapters.
Yeah. How many chapters are you expecting to have by the end of it?
I have 7 chapters.
7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have 7 chapters. I have introduction. Mm-hmm. I have titles for them, but I don't know if they're going to change. One of them's about public and private identities within the university. Mm-hmm. One of them's on WPAs at religiously affiliated institutions. One of them is on faith informs hospitality. One about marginalized students and groups on universities' campuses. Mm-hmm. And then, well, through that impact writing program administration. Mm-hmm. And then one on religious faith and spiritual identity and writing pedagogy. And then the conclusion. So that's 7.
Yeah.
which is fine. That all makes sense to me. And they all add up to each other really nicely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel really good about that. But I have to have 3 chapters at least, not done, but like pretty close to just having their own shape and structure before I go on the job market.
Yeah.
That's according to Dr. Hoag's requirements.
Right.
So I want to have 3 chapters done by May.
Word.
At the latest, honestly, August.
Mm-hmm.
But they do start putting out job ads in the summer sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the way throughout the fall. And so I have to have 3 chapters done, and I think I can do it, but we'll see.
You can do it. And if anybody can, it's you. And if anybody will, it's you. Cause you're you.
I will try my best. Yeah. The other thing is I have a publication due Saturday that I've been working on.
For what?
For Latinx linguistic justice.
Oh, okay. Sorry, ma'am. I feel like I don't know what's going on in your life right now regarding all your like extra writing stuff.
Yeah, so I have that publication due Saturday.
Yeah.
And that's like 90% done. I've been having to revise a lot. And so I have basically the biggest thing I have to finish is my conclusion.
Yeah.
Everything else is done. So I've kind of been simultaneously working on that. So that's been the bulk of my work too.
Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, I will say this, even though this is a very slow, painful process, I really love my dissertation topic.
Yeah.
And I think it's really interesting, and I'm touching on really great conversations. Mm-hmm. And so I feel motivated. I feel motivated to keep writing. And my writing groups have been really helpful. I have two writing groups, for those of you who forgot or never knew that. I have two writing groups, one that I meet every other Friday and one every other Sunday. Yeah. And they've been incredibly helpful in getting me to work and write. And so then Writing Center. I've been to the Writing Center multiple times this semester, which has been really fun too. So
That's good. I have another wedding this summer that I'm in, so
I did not know that.
In June. So
well,
maybe my goal should be to get this prospectus thing like done as ASAP, so that way I can like not worry about it.
Yeah. Weddings will throw.
Bro, this is
the... Is it in Louisiana?
Yeah, it's in Lafayette.
Okay.
This is the... I'm saying it publicly now. And that way, if anybody... Like, if I ever decide to be in another wedding, like, someone send this clip to me. I will never be in another wedding again unless it is my own wedding. That's it. That's all I have to say about that, because these are eating into my life.
You know, I've never been in anyone's wedding.
God bless. Like, honestly...
Except my own.
You are blessed. Yeah. So, like, in June, we have, like, a little bachelorette, like, trip thing to Fredericksburg.
Yes, in Texas.
And then, like, literally, like, the next week is the wedding or something crazy. So, I'm like, I gotta do that.
Yeah.
I gotta, like, figure it out. I gotta get it going.
Well, on that note, what does the rest of your semester look like? What are you looking forward to? What are your goals? Like, so, what's the plan for the rest of the semester?
So I need to get them grades done, girl. The grades, I will be getting caught up on all the grades. And then my other goals are to kind of, well, obviously, like, get the prospectus stuff rolling, get the committee put together, like, official anyway, and then getting all that done. And then also, like, also trying to get stuff sent out for publications and, like, looking at conferences and stuff, which I need to get better about looking into that stuff. I've just been so burnt out. Like, I don't want to do anything.
So, yeah.
And I need to. I just don't want to.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't want to. I just want to rest.
Yeah. That's burnout.
Yeah. It's just the burnout making me not want to do things. And so I need to really like, and I felt like after spring break, because I really let myself have spring break to do nothing school related. Like, I was like, I'm just going to chill. I'm just going to like do what I need to do, like at home, like clean laundry, all that stuff, because it needed to be done. But also I felt like if I get all this done, I'll feel better going back after the break. Like, I won't feel so overwhelmed. Like, oh, I have so many things to do. And then, and like, yeah, it helped. And I feel like that part of my life has been like pretty consistently good. Like, I'm trying to keep up with the laundry, kind of trying to keep up with the cleaning and this, that, and the other. So that way it doesn't seem so overwhelming every time I need to do something. But the rest of the burnout is still just like getting me to where I'm like, okay, you have all this time freed up. Like, you're not like overwhelmed by like needing to clean or do laundry or do dishes. So like, get it together. But my brain is just like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm trying to work through that, but it'll... Yeah,
your face.
I'm just, y'all, it's so real.
Yeah, burnout sucks.
I feel tired all the time. And
yeah, that's burnout.
Yeah. And like Raul was telling me, like, maybe you need to like take a step back from babysitting and maybe do 4 days a week instead of five. But I'm like, if I do that, like, what's the point? She's just gonna like, what if she just like hires somebody else at that point? Like, I don't know what to do about it, because I love babysitting, but it does eat a lot of time up. So I'm trying to debate on what's best for me and regarding that route, and see if there's some modifications I can make to the schedule. That way I don't feel as
tired. Yeah. That's why I left athletics.
Yeah.
And I wasn't even working there a long time, but anything extra that you have to do while you're burnt out will exhaust you, no matter how many hours you're putting into it. I think I worked in athletics maybe like, it was maybe like 6 hours.
Yeah.
And leaving that helped me a lot. Now, I could leave that because I have Sean. I have another income.
Right.
Right. And so I have that aspect of it. But I also still tutor. mm-hmm. once a week, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And so that kind of is a little bit of a cushion, not as great as of a cushion I had when I was in athletics. That right. paid really well and it added up. But leaving it has been awesome. And I miss the job, but I needed to prioritize my dissertation.
Yeah.
And no, so it was a great move, but it's a hard move for some people.
Yeah. And if I was married, maybe that would be one thing, but I'm not. So
yeah,
I don't have that extra income. Like babysitting is my extra income. So
right.
it's hard. It just wouldn't be so bad if the commute, it takes me like an hour to get home every day. It's like, I just sitting in traffic is so stressful. And then you get home and you're like, you're already tired. Exhausted. And then you get home and you're just like, oh my God, I literally just sat in like the worst traffic of my life mm-hmm. for like an hour.
You gotta eat and everything.
And then you gotta make dinner. You mm-hmm. gotta shower. You gotta get ready for the next day. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. I try and do as much the night before so my mornings aren't mm-hmm. as like hectic. But then when you come home and you're so tired, I've been falling asleep at like 8 p.m. every night.
Yeah, that sounds like burnout for yeah, sure. Yeah,
it's burnout. And I'm like Raul will call and be like, I'm so tired. I just want to go to bed. Like, yeah. He's like, you need to stay up later. You're going to wake up at like 4 a.m. and then you're going to be like, oh, I don't want to go. I don't want to get up. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. It's just, I can't get it together. I can't get the sleep schedule together. I can't get like, it's been a rough go coming back from spring break lately. Like spring break, if my sleep was a little off, it didn't matter because I wasn't
going to be anywhere.
I wasn't going to be anywhere. And I didn't have babysitting either because they were out of town that whole week. So I had like a true week off. So now that things are back, I need to get back into like a schedule. And yeah, so
goals for Dallas, finish her prospectus, officially yeah. get all the paperwork done for dissertation committee.
Yeah.
And figure out how to, I don't know, what's the next goal with the work?
I guess just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
It's okay. I'll figure it out. Right now, I'm just kind of like, I need to just like, I feel like for me, like just focusing on like one thing at a time is probably better than trying to yes. think of too many things at once. Cause then I'll just stress myself out. And, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't be me if I didn't have like 500 things going on at once to begin with. I feel like that's always been my life. And it's always how it is with me. Like I'm always doing like a million things. So,
yeah,
you know, I'll figure it out. I always do. So,
yeah. For me, I mean, just keep doing my job as ADC, just yeah. keep rolling trucking until that ends. I mean, biggest thing that looking towards the rest of the semester, I mean, I obviously have to finish my publication and it's due Saturday. I don't want yeah. to extend that. There's no need for me to extend it. I'm yeah. very close to being done. I want to get 3 chapters done. Mm-hmm. I have the 3rd chapter drafted up. I have my opening narrative and everything. I just have to really put in my scholarship. I have my data. I just got to write it. So yeah. I'm hoping to have 3 chapters done by May. Mm-hmm. If it needs to wait, that's fine. But I'd love to at least have 2, and I can do 2, so I'm not too worried about mm-hmm. that. I have revisions for another publication due May 1st.
You just got publications left and right, girlfriend.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I have revisions for my publication due May 1st. And I have quite a bit to revise as far as, like, my framework. But, like, the text doesn't really need to be... Like, I need
to... Like, as far as, like, grammatical things are all
well,
pretty good.
I don't really have to restructure everything. It's mm-hmm. more of, like, my like thesis statement and those types of things, and then kind of move it around that way, but I don't have to write anything new. In fact, they want me to shorten it, which I don't like, because they told me that I had a specific range and I was in that range.
So you're like, why are you asking me to shorten it?
So it's kind of frustrating, but whatever. I'll do whatever they want. And then so basically just a bunch of writing,
which is good.
That's my only goal. Yeah. Just as long as I can keep cranking out and revising and writing, that's really the biggest thing that I want
mm-hmm.
to accomplish in the rest of the semester.
Good.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got a good plan going.
I mean, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to, I like everything that I'm writing. I really do. And that's big. I don't recommend anybody to write or go to a conference when you just feel like you have to do it. That's a waste of time.
Yeah. And I think anybody will tell you that.
Well, some people will do it.
Some people will do it, but you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't, because it's a waste of time. Yeah. And so I truthfully love the publications that I'm working on in my chapter. And so,
yeah, Dr. Leverance actually had given me that advice. Like, don't go to a conference you don't want to go to.
No, don't. It's expensive. She was like, do not do that. Yeah. Or like even a publication, like if you don't actually believe or care about this thing, that thing is going to be attached to your name.
And then it's just going to be like daunting to have to do it too. Like, you're not going to want to print the, you're not going to want to write the thing. It's just going to be like, now I have to write this paper. And you know, you're not going to want to do it. So,
yeah. So, but yeah, I just keep reminding myself that I love what I'm writing about. I believe in what I'm writing about.
Yeah.
And that's enough motivation
to get you to do it,
to do it. And so it'll be slow. But I have due dates, the 31st or the 30th and May 1st. So those have to get done.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah,
you got that.
We will check back in to see at the end of the semester.
Everything went. Hopefully I can get work through this burnout situation.
End of the semester is going to come no matter what.
Yeah.
So
no, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. Then we can wrap up.
Yeah.
So that's going to be today's episode. If you have any questions or any topics that you want us to cover, you can email us at thephd2bpodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us on our Instagram at thephd2bpodcast. We hope to see you on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Bye.